This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
And now, another celebrity PSA. That's public service announcement for those of you in Rio Linda. From Off the Hook Radio. Because we care. Sorta. Not really.
Christopher Walken here. Hey, the one thing I need, it's not more cowbell right now. It's for you to wash your hands. And you know, fella, maybe if you get a watch from Vietnam, smuggled up your ass. You know, maybe give it some Lysol. Wash your hands a little extra. May got coronavirus on it.
Could you imagine spraying Lysol in your ass? I posted a meme on my Facebook page last week.
Well, if you're smuggling your friends,
pepper spray in the ass, but
if you're smuggling your friends watching from a prisoner of war camp in Vietnam. I think the Lysol was meant to go on the watch, not up the ass.
Oh, I thought it was on the ass.
Yeah, sorry. But you put it on the watch and then you get the Lysol
ass.
There.
Yeah, I don't think they were handing out Lysol spray at the Vietnamese prisoner of war camps.
Probably not.
No, I'm thinking that's a likely no. And you know, I watched the Rambo movies. When Rambo went to rescue those guys, he wasn't packing Lysol.
Well, he knew what time it was.
Just saying. Anyway, welcome to Off the Hook Radio.
You started it.
I know. It's my fault. It's always my fault.
Yeah.
Ask my ex-wives. Welcome to Off the Hook Radio for September 14th.
2020.
Plural. Mine's only single.
The year from hell. Anyway. It's birthday week here at Off the Hook Radio. CB's was yesterday. He forgot. Yeah. I reminded him.
Forgot and what?
Your birthday.
Oh.
And DJ Slim has his on Wednesday. He's a little younger, so I'm pretty sure he still remembers. Do you?
When is it?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's what you do.
I already forgot.
Your oldest child's birthday minus 2 days. That's yours.
Oh, hers is coming up too. Shit.
You got nothing for.
I told you, once you hit middle age, you're going to start forgetting shit just like me and CB.
Because my kids were September 18th and September 21st, and they've already gotten their presents.
That's what Gracie
so
is.
So you have a kid. 18th. Yeah, you have a kid born the same day as Gracie.
Yeah, Gracie's September 18th, too.
Yeah, that's my daughter.
My son is September 6th.
That's what Gracie is, or that's what McKenna is, September
6th. That means there's a lot of January fucking going on.
Something.
What else is there to do in the Northeast?
That's fair.
Shovel snow.
All the above mentioned children were from the Northeast.
Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, hey, CB, do you got
this
a frost?
This has really gone downhill really quickly. What was that, Chad?
We're good at that.
You actually, that here, just north of us, we have frost warnings tonight. You got frost warnings up your way this evening or no?
We're supposed to have them this week. I don't think it's this evening.
It's getting cold already. The snow
is going to be coming. The vegetable garden is going to be toast in a few days.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. You know, just keep your sunshine and pool and, you know, your garden.
No, we don't want a pool.
It's 76 here.
Not you. Zip. He can keep o'clock. His...
Oh, okay.
I only got up to 84 today because it was overcast and raining all damn day.
Yeah, well, I didn't add it to the show stories, but there was a guy in Greenfield, Mass, which is about an hour away from me, was sitting by his pool in his lounge chair sleeping. And they had a video of it, and the bear walks up, walks beside him, goes over to the pool, dips his paw in, thinks about it for a minute, turns around, comes back to the guy, and taps him on the foot.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then of course, the guy woke up.
Well, yeah. And probably,
you know what,
shit
he did
his pants.
Immediately?
Shit himself.
No.
I would have.
I was thinking what I'd do, too. He grabbed his phone?
Yep. And you could see he was texting away at something.
Oh, he was probably Facebook Live in it.
Probably. Stupid people. Friggin' bear comes up and taps you on the foot. Hello.
Well, that's what you gonna do. That's what Facebook Live is for. It's not to broadcast the dying moments of a former police officer in St. Louis, or to celebrate two sheriff's deputies getting shot in L.A.
But the problem is there's no rules with social media. I mean, it's not like when you sign up for social media that it tells you you can't do these things, and people do. I mean, people. Well, we're going to talk about it later. You know, that guy that you know was broadcasting the nastiness that he was. I wish we had it. I mean, I actually wish we had the clip just to show how vile people actually are. You know, it's amazing.
I watched the clip of David Dorn dying on the streets in St. Louis during the riots, and I don't really care to see any more of that bullshit. Okay, that was bad enough. You know, there was a good man who helped anybody in the neighborhood he could, and those little fuckers just shot him for no reason.
Because they were busy robbing shit, and they didn't want nobody busting. And then they had to broadcast it on Facebook Live
because, oh man, we just killed an old black guy. That black life didn't matter.
And he was proud of it, but we'll get to that later.
So, yeah, because I'm already getting to stuff that gets me pissed off. I want to start with a story that cheers me up.
Okay, what you got?
Most news lately does piss me off, and we're going to get to more of that. But if you're going to be a pedophile, okay? If you're going to be a pedophile, let me give you a
recommendation. Nothing I aspire to, by the way.
No, but I'm just okay. General advice to the listening audience. If you're going to be a pedophile, you should be a Hollywood asset or at least a Democrat running for president, okay? Because nothing ever happens to them. Whatever you do, don't be a pedophile in Indonesia.
Yeah, this would be bad.
Yeah, it would not be good for you. A French guy. His name is François Abello Camille. Was arrested in a hotel in Jakarta last month. He's 65 years old. They found him with two underage girls in his hotel room. Upon further investigation, police found numerous videos on Camille's laptop, which showed him molesting many different children, estimated to be in the age range of 10 to 17. The footage was recorded with hidden cameras that he had installed in the room to record these things. Police say he visited Indonesia on a tourist visa many times over the past 5 years, and he would prey on children while he was in the country. He pretended to be a photographer and made promises of turning the children into models. He would initially give them money to get them involved and build trust before he started to abuse them. He'd groom them, as offering to work as models. And the ones that agreed to have sex with him would get paid between 250,000 and 1 million rupiah, which is between 17 and 70 bucks. I know it sounds like a lot. It ain't.
That's according to yen.
Yeah. That's according to the Jakarta police chief. They arrested him while he was in the hotel with two minors, one already naked, one half naked. We took him to the police headquarters immediately. It's suspected Camille has been committing these crimes in Indonesia for at least the last 5 years. It would be impossible to record hundreds of videos in one day. I believe it took him years to make them. Also, he's been living in Indonesia off and on since 2015. I urge everyone who feels they were a victim of him to report it to us, said the head of the police.
It's not going to matter here in a little bit.
He also said he would become extremely violent with the victims if they refused to have sex with him. If they didn't want to have sex, he'd beat them, slap them, and kick them. So these kids were poor, obviously, and they've been able to track down at least 17 victims from the video. But there's additional footage showing far more children being abused, which has led them to estimate there are at least 300 victims.
Over that time period, yeah.
Yeah. Now, at an absolute minimum, he's going to spend 10 years in prison. Okay? But in Indonesia, for molesting kids, you also face the death penalty by firing squad.
Jesus.
And yes, that makes me happy.
Yeah, but why is such a range, 10 years to firing squad? I mean, that's quite a vast range. I mean, holy shit.
Well, when you talk about child molestation, I mean, like, for example, the sex crimes in the United States. I mean, you could be a registered sex offender for taking a whiz behind a billboard.
That's true.
And the kids
Or, you know, you could be a predator who preys on, you know, 3-year-old children. There's a difference between the two.
Or you can molest 300 young girls and boys over 5 years.
Yeah.
I think this guy's definitely going to get the firing squad, to be honest. I don't think he's going to get the 10 years.
Well, if this doesn't deserve the firing squad, who knows what does? Sure. You know what I mean?
I think there are very few crimes that don't involve death of the victim that deserve the death penalty, but I think this would be one of them.
Yeah, I agree.
Treason.
How many years was this going on? How many years did they think?
At least since 2015.
Oh.
Yeah. So, Frenchie.
And this is just the country that he was there in since 2015. I mean, where was he before this? I mean, did this happen somewhere
else? What did he do in France?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is not something that he decides when he's 50 years old he's going to do. He's probably been doing this all his life.
There could be thousands of victims in France.
Or wherever else he was living.
No.
He deserves a firing squad.
I think so. And I'm okay with that. And if you're not okay with that, quit listening to us. Fuck you.
Wow.
Another brutally honest assessment from Zip Allen. There you go. Now, we've all seen the lawlessness and anarchy caused by the radical Marxist zealots of late. While it's disappointing, the Democrats not only tolerate it, but encourage this stuff. I get a kick out of it when people push back. Now, we have a story about a guy pushing back, and we don't know where it's from. The news media that got the film clip did not say the guy's name or his town so that he doesn't end up with 47 Black Lives Matter people on his fucking porch next week.
Yeah, okay? He will too.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, well, they may live to regret it too.
Well, no shit.
It's just another point I'd make about voting for Democrats. I mean, you know, they basically said this shit's going to go on unless Biden wins by a landslide. And I'm like, you know, you think Biden's going to stop this shit? Once if Biden gets elected, he's their bitch.
He's going to encourage this.
He's not going to encourage it, but he will be their bitch. He's already their bitch. He doesn't argue about this stuff now.
Well, look at the mayor's. Bitch.
Look at the mayors that have let this crap go on, Slim.
Portland, I know. But
Seattle.
By being their bitch, he's encouraging it.
New York. All four of those mayors have been threatened by the left-wing mob. They turn on their own because they're not Marxist enough.
The guy from Portland had to move, right? The mayor from Portland?
He promised his neighbors he'd move. The mayor in Seattle put her multi-million dollar lesbian cat house on sale, and she's moving out of the area. The mayor of Chicago, she pulled police, which she's trying to defund, out to defend her home with her formerly male wife, husband, whatever. And you know, that's funny. Do you ever see a picture of the mayor of Chicago and her spouse standing beside de Blasio and his spouse? I mean, de Blasio is what, like 6'10", Slim?
I think so.
He's really tall. And his wife is a black woman. And she's like normal size. I don't know, 5'4", I'm guessing. And the mayor of Chicago is like 5'4", 5'5". And her significant other, husband, spouse, whatever, I don't know if they're actually married or not. I think they are. Is a transgender who is somewhere in the neighborhood of 6'5". Okay. So it's a really interesting picture with de Blasio on one side and the transgender on the other side and the two black women in the middle. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. It's just funny picture. But hey, you can love who you want to love. It doesn't matter. But just quit fucking up our cities. Anyway, this dude that we're talking about here is a homeowner. He's a Trump supporter. He has Trump signs in his yard.
He got tired
of people fucking with his signs, so he decided to keep an eye on him. Well, last Tuesday night, I think it was. I don't know. Let's say it was Tuesday night.
That's good enough time.
Sake argument. Yeah, because you guys ain't going to find out anyway. He caught a man trying to vandalize his Trump sign. The guy pulled his dick out and was pissing on it. Okay. The homeowner saw him, went inside, got an object from his house, went out to his porch, and Slim, what happened? Yes, that is what happened. You hear the yelling in the background? That's the little bitch laying on the ground getting clobbered by paintball shots. I mean, this guy fucking lit him up. It was awesome.
As much as you can with a paintball gun.
Yeah, and the only problem was you couldn't tell in the video whether he caught him in with his dick that was sticking out or not. Maybe his dick was too small to see in the video. I don't know.
I still wanted to post this video to TikTok, but they would have taken it.
I guarantee you, I'd have been fired for that guy's dick.
Who knows? You might have to be a really good shot to hit it.
Yeah, well, once you get the red paint off, then it's going to be purple for a week. Explain that to your girlfriend, bitch.
Why is your dick purple?
I'm not saying.
It's sad you can't even have, you know.
And he got somebody in his house to videotape it, so that's why we had the sound effects, because it was fucking awesome.
It was good.
That's just sad. You can't have a sign in your yard without somebody coming. I mean, do you see Trump people going after Biden? Wait, there's no Biden signs out anywhere.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, did you see some? I've seen very few.
No, I've got a Facebook friend who's a college professor in Pennsylvania, and you know, I liked reading her stuff because she's intellectually up there, and she's very conservative, and she thinks most of her students are pretty pathetic, but they're pathetic because of other teachers at her college, and the kid people they had in high school and stuff. But she was saying about the Biden signs, and there's quite a few of them in parts of Pennsylvania. And she's worried about older Americans voting for Biden because that was a demographic that Trump whooped Hillary with. And that's all you see. Trump's going to kill Social Security. You're all going to die if you don't vote for Joe Biden. And, you know, they've been trying that bullshit for, what, 40 years now? If you're a Republican, you're against Social Security. No, we're against socialism. Social Security is a socialist policy developed by Franklin Delano Roosevelt that doesn't really work too well, but it is what it is. And there's no way in hell any Republican would ever change it for anybody who's getting it or near getting it. So just shut the fuck up. But I love this. This guy got somebody to film him walking out. And he said, "What the fuck?" to the protester. And the protester said, "Fuck you." And then he lit him up. Do I what?
Do you think that there's actually a chance that, you know, how the Democrats wanted to go with the Obamacare? Do you think that there's a chance that they would try to overhaul and reform Social Security into something more of a socialist policy than, I mean, it's like you
well,
said.
Well, the first thing they're going to do is Medicare for all if we lose the Senate. They're going to do Medicare for all, and they're just going to ruin health care completely. Like, Obama didn't fuck it up enough. Based on the signs that appear in the video, it appears to be shot in Duluth, Minnesota. Okay. And if Minnesota had any brains in their head, they would vote for Trump. I mean, look at all the crap poor Minnesota had to go through because of one fucking asshole cop. And believe me, if it wasn't that cop, it would have been something else, you know, because they were just looking for something this year. They couldn't impeach Trump. The Russian thing was a joke. You know how many people on the left still believe that Russia owns Trump? I mean, there's been no evidence about it whatsoever. Matter of fact, all the evidence is that the Democrats worked with the Russians to get the phony dossier to fuck with Trump.
But the reason they keep everybody still thinks that is because that's the narrative that the news outlets push. Even though there's no evidence at all, they still push that story. And it's with everything. I mean, Trump calls it fake news. It is. I mean, these all of this, if they can't back stuff up with fact, why bother even, you know, discussing it?
Well, they don't. I mean, what's really funny is even after they've been proven to be full of shit for the last 4 years, over and over and over and over and over again, you still got people going the next time that they do something breathless that this will definitely be the end of Donald J. Trump. And they're going, yeah, we got him this time. It's like, you know, you've said that like 47 times over the last 4 years.
Well, yeah, but the scary part about that, though, is, and I've said that this here numerous times, every time that they do something, it gets a little bit worse. So what is the next thing that happens that, you know, that they try to do that's going to be the way to oust Trump? You know, it's going
to
be
Well, they always try big. And accuse the right of whatever it is they do themselves. So well, considering correct. Biden is his opponent, there's probably going to be some stories about Trump with a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, there already has been.
We know that's Biden's weakness. I mean, come on, seriously? Trump screws porn stars and supermodels. Biden hugs and kisses and molests 11 and 12-year-old girls. Come on, seriously? Come on, which one do you want? Give me the guy who screws porn stars and supermodels. There you go. It's a manly man. I don't want some guy who's been a politician for 50 years and never done a damn thing for anybody that helped. And if you're black and American, you vote for the guy who wrote the 1994 crime bill that said crack cocaine, you get 100 times longer sentence than if you get caught with powder cocaine like white people. And the guy who said, I don't want my children going into some racial jungle to go to school. You know, there's your racist guy. It's not Trump. Jesus God.
But do you really think, though, if Biden somehow wins that he's the one that's actually going to be running this country? I don't.
Oh, no, George.
I don't think he'll make his 4 years.
George Soros running the country and whoever Kamala's dicking with these days, when she becomes president, it'll just be insane. She has absolutely no convictions whatsoever. She just says whatever's, you know, she said, I'm coming for your guns. She ain't coming for our guns. Although if that gets more people to come out to vote, okay, she's coming for your guns.
CB, elaborate on your, you don't think he'll make 4 years.
I just don't think mentally he's going to be able to handle it. I mean, it's obvious he's failing now. I mean, this stuff doesn't slow down. The progression increases.
Well, so I'm just saying his
dementia, which I firmly believe that the man has mental issues at this point in his life. They're not that bad, but they're there. You can tell he mixes up words. He can't complete coherent sentences and shit like that. And it happens occasionally.
I think today, daily. It's every day. Today, he didn't even know where he was going tomorrow.
He's coming to Florida tomorrow, and his staffer had to tell him. And if you saw the look on his staffer's face when she had to tell him, she was embarrassed as hell.
It was great. I wish he had the clip. I should have pulled it for the show.
He asked his wife, and she said, we're traveling. And the staffer had to go, Florida. Yeah, I'll be in Florida tomorrow. You know,
to continue my point, I think that you'll see that, let's pretend he gets elected. I think that you'll see that he does things either in the morning or during the daylight hours, because there's a type of dementia that it's basically referred to as sunset, whereas the day goes on further, the person who's afflicted gets more and more confused. I think they'll try to hide it as long as possible until
he's
just
be in great shape
anymore.
When he has to travel seven time zones to Russia to sit down with Putin.
It won't happen.
No.
Or if he goes there, I mean, he'll have to rest for 3 days. No, I'm serious.
You're right. That's the scary part. You're right. You're absolutely correct. It's not like Trump who gets.
I mean, you take a look at the brain thrust that is the Democratic Party now, and the people who refuse to give up power at this point. And it doesn't matter, you know, Democrats or Republicans, but this just happens to be the Democrats. Look at how old they are. Nancy Pelosi is 80. Joe Biden is 77. Bernie Sanders is 76. Chuck Schumer is the young one at 67.
Yeah,
these people are just freaking old.
Yep.
And they will not give it up.
And if CB can call them old, they're fucking old.
Believe me, there's not a whole lot of people I can. I would be a spring chicken in the Democratic Party.
You would be.
You would. Now, so I want to go back to a question that I asked 3 or 4 radio shows ago. Do you think knowing what we know?
That was a joke, Slim.
I know, because you're old.
Sorry. Continue.
That's all right. I know. But knowing what we know, like the things of with Joe being, you know, having his issues that we think are happening and this and that, do you think that he picked the right person for vice president?
Oh, God.
I thought if there was any inclination that he wasn't going to be able to run.
She's the second most hated woman in the Democratic Party behind Hillary.
That's what I don't understand.
She's in her 50s. Number one, she's in her 50s.
You think that's
right? Well, no, I mean, but she's got
black Americans are Hillary, more likely to vote for Trump.
I did too.
Black Americans are more likely to vote for Trump after he picked her than before. That's how much hated she is.
That doesn't make any difference to the DNC.
No.
The DNC doesn't care what the people in the Democratic Party want.
Well,
he was told who to pick. That was obvious in 2016. No,
he
didn't
pick her. You know who picked her? George Soros's son. After she went to interview with George Soros's son. And after that, he said, I think we found the right person here. 2 days later, Biden's got his little note card about Kamala Harris. And then they go, oh, well, we released that too early. And they waited another week and a half or whatever. But yeah, George Soros's son picked her. George Soros is going to run this. George Soros is a left-wing radical billionaire. And the reason he became a billionaire is because he fucked people. He screwed the entire country of England on silver. Okay, this guy was a Hitler in the Hitler Youth, for Christ's sake.
He's a bad man. He's
the worst man on the planet.
He's the one that's responsible for all the bricks that have been deposited in the cities across the U.S. during the riots. He's behind everything.
Every time you track something down, it's George Soros Organization's money behind it.
Yep, absolutely, 100%.
Now, I got some more good news. A follow-up story. Those two bitches in Delaware that were celebrating Biden's nomination, you know, with the 6 balloons and 5 streamers, you know, which I love to contrast against the fireworks around the Washington Monument that lit up Trump 2020. I mean, come on, seriously. We gotta reelect Trump to save our country, but also you gotta remember for entertainment value. Come on, seriously. The guy's awesome. But those two women that stole that little 7-year-old kid's MAGA hat, it was his pride and joy. And there was protesters, you know, they're protesting Biden in his basement. And not many, but a few. And they were out there with their little signs and stuff. And they stole this kid's hat and took it across the parking lot. And the big one punched a man who tried to recover it in the face three times. The little one decided she wanted to jump in. And some black Trump supporter guy picked her up around her waist and had to literally hold her off the ground to calm her down. Well, those two bitches were indicted this week. No, it's not Indonesia. But
I was going to the firing squad.
They were indicted for robbery.
Well, that would be even better.
And hate crime charges, which I think are stupid. But second-degree robbery and felony hate crimes. Well, they did it because they hate Trump.
Weren't there also charges in there involving, you know, hurting a child?
Yeah. Second-degree robbery. Second-degree conspiracy, endangering the welfare of a child, third-degree assault, attempted third-degree assault, offensive touching, and felony hate crimes. This is a grand jury indictment. Three of the charges are felonies, and the prison total for these two lovely 21-year-old geniuses could be up to 15 years.
Yeah, but I wonder what's going to happen really in the end.
I hope they have to serve a year or two. I really do. They deserve it.
Well, I hope they end up with a felony on their record.
Yes, and that 7-year-old kid, they should pay for that 7-year-old kid's counseling.
Why do you think the hate crime gets thrown out of this? Why is that going? Why do we think that's too much?
I think Democrats are guilty of hate crimes. Look what they've done for 4 years.
As a practical matter, a hate crime usually deals with sexual orientation or race. Something like that. You're talking about white women going out. I understand what you're saying, but as a practical matter, I don't see a hate crime sticking.
The only thing I will say to that, I agree with what you say, but that's looking at it from, and don't take this the wrong way. To me, that's looking at it from the 1990s way, without the evolution of
everything. Well, the thing is, what does the law say?
I know, but that's where your Supreme Court comes into play to determine how that's read. Does a hate crime now include these types of things, or is it, like you said, the more clear cut, you know, what it's actually defined as? I mean, because they've broadened these hate crime laws across all different states. You do certain things now, and it's considered a hate crime. And I can't remember any specific examples, but there has been other cases where hate crimes have been brought up. And people say, well, you know, why is that a hate crime? It's not, like you said, the clear cut, group of things that happen. And it's something different, but it still fits.
I'm looking at the hate crime statutes right now that were passed in 2009, which is the latest additions last to time. The law. And it talks about gender, disability, gender identity, sexual orientation.
Yeah, it was all left-wing civil stuff. Rights. It was left-wing stuff so that they could stick it.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's left, right, or center-wing stuff.
But I didn't like it. I didn't like it for that. I don't like it for anybody.
What you like and what I don't like it for these girls. Really doesn't have anything to do with anything. It's what does the statute say and what can they actually prosecute for. And you just can't. You just can't make up, say, well, the kid, these ladies hated that kid's hat, so it's a hate crime. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't think anything that's a hate crime should be called a crime. You know, I think it's just bullshit. If they broke the law, they broke the law. But I got a medical professional sent me a note, said, what you're talking about, Biden. They call dementia symptoms after sundown. They call those people sundowners.
Oh, okay.
That's the name for him. So there you go. Joe Biden, sundowner.
Sundown. It would not surprise me. Oh, yeah.
His Secret Service name is has been rumored to be Rain Man, to be honest.
Yeah.
That is rumored to be his Secret Service name. So.
All right. Well,
I doubt that.
You guys remember Christopher Hitchens?
No, I still don't remember it. And I saw the guy's picture and I didn't recognize him.
Well, I love Christopher Hitchens. He was my favorite intellectual liberal. He passed away in 2011. I read all his stuff. I listened to him on TV all the time. He was like the William F. Buckley of the left.
Which finally got right.
Yes. Well, I forgot William F. Buckley because I'm old. I forgot things. Okay. I read all his stuff and watched him all the time too. But anyway, he wrote, and this is a direct quote, opinion polling was born out of a struggle not to discover the public mind, but to master it. This week's example was all over the weekend news about America not trusting Trump on coronavirus. It was bullshit. It was an ABC Ipsos news poll, ostensibly showed that President Trump's in trouble on the coronavirus issue. Okay. They only surveyed 533 people, okay, without a preference for likely or registered voters and with a significant Democratic Party skew. How significant? 27% more Democrats than Republicans. There has never been an election turnout in this country anywhere close to that. But they came out with these things. oh, it's a 27% bias for Trump, for Biden. And they're saying, oh, Joe Biden's 20% ahead to the American public on coronavirus. He's 20% ahead. Trump's in big trouble on this one. Heard it everywhere on all the news shows all weekend long. 20% down. He's screwed. Biden's going to be our president. No. The polls skewed by at least 27%. It's so Trump, like pretty much most other polls, Trump would actually be ahead if they did the poll correctly.
Well, yeah, but you know what? There is a little problem with this. Dr. Fauci does present a small issue with Trump, because when Dr. Fauci is with Trump by his side, he lives and breathes Trump's policies on coronavirus. But when Dr. Fauci is out on his own giving interviews with other people, when Trump's not standing right there, Dr. Fauci sings another song. And he doesn't always back everything that's coming out of the Trump camp. And I'm sorry.
Two reasons.
Go ahead.
You're right. You are absolutely right. But there's two reasons for it.
Well, go ahead. Please enlighten me.
Number one, Fauci's a Democrat, and he was a big Hillary supporter. Number two, the branch of the government that he runs, the department that he runs, actually endorses drugs and things. And he's allowed to make money off them.
Right. Well, that makes sense. But here's the problem with that.
He gets donations from drug companies and stuff. Why do you think he poo-pooed hydroxychloroquine and was all thrilled about the Gilead $1,000 a day medicine? Because Gilead donates to him.
Right.
So, it's just like pretty much anything in politics.
But
follow
the
money.
You're right, but the thing is the average person doesn't understand what you just explained to me, and all they see is that Dr. Fauci, when he's by himself, says something completely different than when he's with Trump, and it does make Trump look bad. I'm all for Trump.
Occasionally, yes.
Dr. Fauci has made Trump look like he did go too light on some of his restrictions and stuff like that. It does present a big problem. So in this case,
older
I think
Americans
I just,
went for Trump last time. So, and Biden is supposedly polling ahead with older Americans. So that's the only thing that does worry me, because one group who does turn out to vote is older Americans.
Damn straight.
So you're not going to hear nothing, but Social Security's going to end.
Get off my lawn. No,
maybe they'll just forget.
Get off
tomorrow.
My lawn.
Anyway. The Trump and Biden debate start on September 29th.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Way too late for me. But Trump wanted an earlier one, because early voting actually starts in some states before that date. But we may get a fourth debate after all. And I want to know if you guys think this is a good idea. The proposed fourth debate came up today. The moderator, Joe Rogan. 4 hours. Joe Rogan's podcast show, broadcast live, Trump, Biden, Rogan, 4 hours, Austin, Texas, no interruptions. Trump immediately said, what? Hell
I'm
yeah.
In. I'll do.
I'm in.
I'm in. Or
I do.
Something.
Yeah, he said, I do.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's
yeah.
right here in the article. It says, you're right. It
Why
says,
did you say I do? That sounds a little odd.
It was a question, because the original tweet was actually a question, and he answered the question, I do.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy, a retired MMA fighter, put a Twitter post up about it, and Trump said, I do, in response to Tim Kennedy's post.
Okay. This sounds weird. Anyway.
But he offered to moderate it with 4 hours, no live audience, just the candidates' cameras and their vision on how to move the country forward. Who wants this? Kennedy says in his tweet. Trump says, I do.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Adrenaline.
Now
it makes Trump sense. Wants this. Yes.
There's no way Joe can stay awake for 4 hours.
Well, that's the other thing. That. I think if it's going to be a 4-hour thing and you're going to get Biden to do it, we're going to have to give him at least an hour nap in the middle.
Half time.
And if he's a sundowner, it's going to have to start at 9 a.m., not 1 p.m. Because by 5 o'clock, Joe will be like, where am I going to be tomorrow?
That's
I don't
me.
Know. Where am I now?
This will never happen. This would be great. It will never happen.
It
number
will
one,
never
because
everybody knows who Joe Rogan is, right?
Oh, absolutely. He's great. His podcast is amazing.
He's a Bernie backer.
Oh, is he?
He was a big Bernie backer. But he signed a $100 million deal for his podcast show with Spotify. So he's on Spotify only. And what do we think of Spotify at Off the Hook Radio, Slim? get the pink ball gun out.
That's what I think about Spotify. Yeah. They can go fuck themselves.
Spotify dumped our show because they didn't like
ZZ Top song.
They didn't like 12 seconds of a ZZ Top song that we had in our intro. Yeah. And who complained? Dwight Yoakam.
Absolutely.
That's Dwight Yoakam owns the rights to that song. I don't know you why. Know, so what do we think of Dwight Yoakam?
Ever since you've been mentioning that Dwight Yoakam thing, I've been having something nagging in the back of my mind and saying, where have I heard that name before? And I'm thinking, finally, I figured it out. I just figured it out like 10 seconds ago. Mammy Yoakam.
Oh. No. Dwight Yoakam's a skinny-ass country singer who was in
I understand that, but all I could ever think of was...
He was in Sling Blade.
All I could think of was Mammy Yoakam smoking her pipe. And nobody listening to the shows knows who the hell I'm talking about.
I know who Mammy Yoakam
is. I know you do. You're old enough.
I'm old.
I have no idea.
But I liked in Sling Blade where he got Dwight Yoakam got killed, you know, for abusing the woman and the kid. And don't have to worry about him no more. That's pretty much what I would like to do about Biden. And I don't want to worry about Biden no more either.
Well, you know what's going to happen?
Scares the shit out of me.
You know what's going to happen with these debates, though? You know, they've proposed there's three, and this is the proposed number four. I don't even think they're going to do number three, period. I think after they're going to do number one, and it's going to be a shit show. They're going to give Joe a chance to redeem himself in number two, and it's going to be an even bigger shit show. And they're not going to let him. He's going to get destroyed.
Didn't do too terrible in that one-on-one with Bernie. See, I think I don't underestimate him. You know, they could hop him up on drugs.
Trump is going to beat him up and spit him out. I mean, he doesn't stand a chance.
He whooped Hillary pretty good.
Joe can't think on his
smartest woman on the planet.
Fast. And Trump ate him up.
He did kick her ass.
I just sent you a picture of Mammy Yoakam.
It just clicked up. I heard a ding in my ear.
Okay. This is important stuff.
Mammy Yoakam is important.
Yeah.
I don't want Mammy Yoakam dead, but Dwight Yoakam. Wow. Where's the paintball sound clip? There you go. Take that, Dwight, you skinny little prick.
Well, that's a hate crime. Now we're down.
He knocked us off Spotify. Fuck him.
And not only did he knock us off Spotify, he knocked us off Spotify with no chance of redemption.
Oh yeah, they just said fuck you, not a chance. They won't even let me talk to them.
Lawyer wrote to us. You're gone.
Yeah.
So
which is just I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even have a chance to appeal or nothing. It was just you're done, toast.
Well, Trump says he's up for that 4-hour debate.
Of course he is. He sleeps 2 hours a day. This man, he's all for it. He could do this for 4 hours. There's no way he would pass this up. But Joe, there's no way. He couldn't do this. No.
Yeah, Kennedy, the MMA guy, who's probably a Trump dude, because most MMA guys are, a long-form debate with neutral moderator. He tweeted this out. No fake audience reactions. No biased questions. Neutral camera positions. No soundbite length responses, just the respective policies explained to us. Make it happen. Joe Rogan debate.
Won't happen. Not a chance.
Well, Rogan said he didn't think Biden would go through with the presidential debates at all. Said to begin September 29th. Rogan says, Rogan said, I don't think he can. I don't think he can stand there for that long and last. And he said, if the two actually debate, Rogan says Trump will destroy him. That's when Rogan offered to bet Kennedy $100 the debates wouldn't happen, prompting Kennedy to suggest as Rogan as being a host. I would get a kick out of that. I would get a kick out of you know, they're doing the first debate with Wallace,
which is a good pick. I mean, that's always a good
Yeah, pick. He's a semi-moderate liberal, which is about as good as you're going to get in the news media. But then I think they should just take second debate and just say, okay, screw it. You ain't gonna do 4 hours. Do 2 hours with Rogan as the only moderator. Let Rogan do it. Just let him do it. Rogan is a hell of a personality. I get a kick out. I don't agree with him on everything, but I will watch him.
What would they pick for the second debate, or haven't they announced that?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, they did announce it. I just don't remember. But they pick more neutral people than normal. There's no Rachel Maddow bullshit or fat Sandy Crowley's or anybody like that. They're just basically semi-straight reporters this time.
So
that could bode well for Trump.
Well, the thing is, Rachel Maddow, I mean, Trump would never agree. Never. Not in a million years. I don't blame him. She's a complete asshole.
I have a liberal friend on Facebook today who was defending her. And I was like, dude, I feel sorry for you. She's lied to you for 4 years, and you're still buying the bullshit.
Well, and I think it's only fair that they find people that are going to be more not lean more in one direction. You know, it's just, it's only fair.
Well, Slim, this is just going to end up as the same argument or same discussion we always have, which is there are no news people anymore. They're all opinion.
Well, that's true.
It's not going to change, and it's not going to change in the next 2 months. It's just all opinion people.
Hey, remember when 2 years ago when Florida dodged the bullet?
You're not maybe not going to in this next one.
Or 4 years ago when it was 2 years ago. Yeah. Two or 3 years ago. Maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. Whatever. It was after the presidential election. But or was it the presidential election?
It was the presidential election.
It was the presidential election. Yeah.
Well, then why isn't there a governor's race going on this year? If there is a governor's race going on in Florida, I haven't heard about it. But anyway, Ron DeSantis beat Andrew Gilliam. Andrew Gilliam was the mayor of Tallahassee, and he was a socialist, and he was real proud of being a socialist. But he was also going to get indicted as soon as he took office because the FBI had him on all kinds of kickback schemes and stuff like that from being mayor. Plus free tickets to crap. And, you know, he was dirty as hell. Well, he was also gay as hell. Not a shock to anybody if you remember the story from a year or so ago when former gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gilliam was found lying on the floor in vomit, naked, in a hotel room filled with crack cocaine, meth, and a male prostitute. But Andrew Gilliam came out today and said, I'm not gay. I'm bisexual.
Okay.
Still came as a shock to his wife and three kids.
I guess.
Although,
well,
I guess
no, at least he's bisexual and not gay.
You suck a dick. You're gay. Okay.
If you have three children, then you're more than gay.
Still gay.
Yeah, you're just horny. You'll stick it in anything.
That's bisexual.
Yeah,
you're still gay, so we're going with gay.
Yeah, so that's the most unshocking news of the week in Florida. Came out today. He literally came out today. Hey, I have a global warming fire California update for Nancy Pelosi. Hey, Botox bitch. There was 4 different arrests made in California for arson this week. Arson. That means people setting fires. And in Oregon, a homeowner caught a guy in Oregon setting a fire, and she held him at gunpoint until the cops arrived. And there's another. Thank you. She had a real gun. It would have made a different noise. Matter of fact, she told the guy, "You're lucky it's me that caught you, not my husband, because my husband wouldn't have called the cops. He'd have just wasted you." There's another dude arrested in Oregon for starting fires a week or two ago, and he was let out. No bail. Just let out. Arson. Burning down the state. Let him out. It's like fucking New York. Okay? He was released without bail. Guess what he did?
Burned down something else.
He set 6 more fucking fires.
Not very smart.
Yeah, climate change
that.
Very
smart.
Pelosi. How about
he knows they're not going to do anything.
How about you morons in California just understand that dead shit in the forest needs cleaned up, okay? Clear cutting saves lives, saves property.
It doesn't harm some faggot ass little turtle you're worried about. Shut up. Go away.
Oh, there's breaking news out of New York that Governor Cuomo is going to ban trick-or-treating by executive order.
Well, there's another reason not to elect Democrats. You know, all these states that have been suffering under authoritarian rule are Democratic states. They're all blue states. The people in Wisconsin are pissed off, Minnesota, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, California. Oh, my God.
So what? They'll elect him again.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They will.
I saw a shirt.
So don't tell me how pissed off they are, because they're not that pissed off.
Well, they scream and yell about it enough, but then they realize
maybe a few do, but not enough.
I saw a shirt on Facebook. It said, "Don't New York my Florida." And I was thinking about buying that one, but Florida's too close. Now, if I lived in Texas, I would buy it. Don't New York, don't California my Texas. You know. Anyway, and then we've got one big more reason that we can't let this country become California. And that's the story everybody's hearing about today. Happened Saturday night. Two Los Angeles County deputies are fighting for their lives after they were shot in the head, ambushed in their car right outside a police station by a dude who just walked up on them with a handgun. Obviously, it was a low caliber handgun because both of them are going to live. Both of them are going to recover. But if you saw the picture, and I've got it on my Facebook page, of the 31-year-old female cop, sheriff's deputy, who was a mother of a 6-year-old boy, shot through the jaw twice, putting a tourniquet on her partner and trying to call it in when she could barely talk with all the blood coming out of her face. Okay. That woman is a hero. She's absolutely a hero. The 24-year-old officer who was shot on the passenger side, apparently it was a low caliber handgun, because that's the only way I can figure this. It was a 22 or maybe a 32, probably a 22. It broke through the glass on the passenger side, but he took shots to the forehead. It did not penetrate into his brain. That's the only reason he's still alive. If there was a higher caliber handgun, he wouldn't have made it. And no. She probably wouldn't have either. Okay. But this pisses me off, and I got a lot to say about it, but I found a friend of mine who said it probably better than any of us could in a minute and 40 seconds. And that's my buddy, Greg Gutfeld. And we've got that racked up for you. So let's play Greg.
Here you go.
The two LA deputies shot in the head are expected to survive. One is a 31-year-old mother of a young child. The other, a 24-year-old man. The officers had been sitting in their car in Compton Saturday night when a man or something attempted to assassinate them. The scum is still on the loose. If this were any other type of victim, not police, this would be the time that the media would talk about climate. We've created a climate of hate and intolerance where horrible attacks against this group are possible. It's a climate where certain people are hunted because of who they are. It's a climate that fosters oppression. But the victims are police, so you don't hear that, even if it's true. Instead, you get an embarrassment of crickets from the media and, of course, those protesters at the hospital jeering the victims, class acts all. And, of course, Biden calling for gun control. But after his campaign championed paying bail of a would-be cop killer and other violent scum, maybe he should sit this one out. What I'd like to hear, Democrats bravely saying, hey, you know what? Demonizing cops leads nowhere good. Or anchors bravely saying, this is what happens when you redefine violence as protests. First, you point a laser, then you throw a Molotov, and then you kill. Maybe it's time to end this. I'd like to hear someone point out that the denial of rampant violence and the complicit silence of leaders as the chaos spread made this possible. Maybe demonization is demonic. We don't like to hear that, but this happened to cops, so never mind. How about the NFL? That was some game. Did you kneel?
There you go. I mean, these people, Black Lives Matter people, showed up at the hospital in LA County
okay, where these two officers were taken to save their lives. And they closed off the emergency entrance so nobody else could get in there. They closed off the front entrance. They were chanting "Hope You Die," and other vile things. They were trying to get into the hospital to maybe finish the job. I don't know. But based on what they were yelling and saying and stuff out there, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the intention. And since it's LA, Mayor Garcetti did not have the police show up to break up the crowd and free the hospital for other patients who might have had to come in for emergency on a Saturday night. Mayor Garcetti told the cops to stay away. The cops tweeted to the crowd to please break it up and go home. That's what you get when you elect the left. Everybody is a victim, unless you're a white heterosexual male or a law enforcement officer, in which case you deserve to be a victim. Or we're screwed.
It's just sad. The whole thing that the people just went to the hospital and I heard one report that there was people wanting them the medical people to stop treating, and that was one of their demands. I mean, how is this right in this world? I mean, there's
well,
just
Trump called them animals, and I'm sure the left will say, no,
they
no
are.
Human beings an animal. Look at how vile Trump is. Trump didn't walk up and shoot law enforcement officers in the head while they sat in their car outside of a police station. The protesters blocked the entrance and exit of the hospital room yelling, "We hope they die."
It's just sad.
The sheriff's department tweeted this out. Here's what they said. To the protesters blocking the entrance and exit of the hospital emergency room yelling, "We hope they die," referring to the two sheriffs ambushed today in Compton. "Do not block emergency entrance and exits to the hospital. People's lives are at stake when ambulances can't get through." That was their response. A fucking tweet.
Well, they feel like they did their job.
The response should have been 300 cops in riot gear and mace and billy clubs and a bunch of paddy wagons. That's what the fucking response should have been. And how do you think this makes all the other cops feel? These people were shot, and these jokers from Black Lives Matter get to go out there and yell, we hope you die.
Well, the thing is, if you're a Los Angeles police officer, do you think your fellow officers are now going to protect you?
No.
Never mind that they won't go and protect another jurisdiction. But
no,
are you thinking about your own? Is my precinct or the police leadership going to stand behind me?
As much as I love football, watching some of those teams stay in their locker room, or teams all kneel like the Redskins or the Washington Football Club, as they're called now. They all knelt and stuff. And a bunch of Eagles did too. The day that, less than 12 hours after this shit at the hospital happened, cops get, there was an assassination attempt on cops, and they kneel in protest against cops. Fuck y'all. Okay. You know, don't be wearing Breonna Taylor on the back of your helmet when you have no idea what the hell really happened there. Okay. Her boyfriend was a drug dealer. She had a gun in her hand. The cops pounded on the door. Apparently, if the cops didn't pound on the door, okay, I'll take your side on that one. But other than that, I can't see anybody that they're saying is a victim that's really a victim. You know, the guy that got shot in Atlanta, he stole a taser, roughed up the cops, turned around and fired the taser at the cop. The cop shot him. Now they're charging that cop with murder. Okay. The only bad cop I've seen is that guy on George Floyd's neck. That's one thing I could agree with them on. And they screwed that up within 24 hours and burned down Minneapolis. And, you know, what businesses did they burn down? Minority-owned businesses in minority communities. How the hell does that help anybody? You know, I can't take your side when you are this stupid. I really can't. It's just fucking ignorance. And one thing Gutfeld didn't say, but I think he implied it, is this is a natural evolution, because he did say, you know, at first it was the burning down and the mace and or the Molotov cocktails and what have you, and now it's more, it's because the media and one political party in this country and half the other one, quite frankly, never say a frickin' thing about it. And you've got all these businesses in the country, Black Lives Matter, we support you, Roger Goodell, Black Lives Matter. You know, you're just entertainment. You make soda pop. Shut the fuck up. We're tired of hearing you. Okay? We're tired of hearing you. We got problems, and our problems is mostly education. And which party doesn't want inner city kids to get a friggin' education? The one that's beholden to the teachers' unions. I don't even remember what state it was, but I read an article today that court ruled that the city could not shut down private schools because they were shutting down city schools. I mean, these people are so frigging arrogant. They think because they're in charge of government that they can tell a private business whether or not they can operate. They're doing this all over the country. Look at the people in Vegas. The governor of Nevada was having a shit fit because Trump had rallies out there, and he kept moving them around. I think he had to move his rally three times or something. Can't have more than 50 people. Can't have more than 50 people. He didn't say a friggin' thing about the riots and the protests and everything. A cop got shot in the head in Las Vegas. He was on life support for a while, and then they had to remove him. So he was assassinated. But what's open in Vegas, guys?
The casinos.
Yeah, casinos are open. And the bars inside the casinos are open. The restaurants inside the casinos are open. Are the bars and restaurants open all over Nevada? No. Just the ones that give the campaign money. The most campaign money. Okay? You people are such fucking hypocrites. I can't stand it. Nope. Now, we don't have time to do my dumb Republican story?
We can. That's
or fine. Do we?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to be fair and balanced.
Okay, be fair and balanced, and then we'll say hi to the kids and end on a happy note.
We do have further proof that some Republicans are morons, too. It's in New Hampshire.
Cow hamster.
Cheshire County, New Hampshire. In the primary.
But that's okay. Cheshire. You're forgiven, you're from Florida. Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, they spell the cat's name the same way, and that's Cheshire, so... Anyway, Aria DeMezzo is the Republican nominee for sheriff of Cheshire County in New Hampshire after the primaries. Aria DeMezzo is a self-described transsexual Satanist and anarchist libertarian. She ran for sheriff of Cheshire County in the primary on the platform, Fuck the Police. She claims the system is totally broken, and since she won the primary nomination for sheriff, she's obviously correct. People's IQ is lower than a rock voted for her. She also describes herself as a she-male, which means I want to pretend I'm a girl, but I don't have boobs and I still have a dick. And I also have an Antifa necklace on with my red and purple hair. This
pussy
is,
hat.
And I'm sure she has a pussy hat somewhere, but she doesn't have a pussy. Her point is that people walk into a voting booth not having any clue about the person they're voting for. That's obviously true. Ignorant voters are among the most dangerous people in the country. And this transsexual Satanist or anarchist just proved it. She doesn't plan to campaign against the incumbent, Eli Rivera, who's a popular sheriff running for his fifth term. But she got 4,211 votes.
Good
which
for her.
Easily yeah. defeated the normal Republican candidate. Now, I don't know if they're allowed to cross over in New Hampshire. I'm betting they are in the primaries. So this could
maybe I don't yeah. know.
This could have been a bunch of Democrats just causing trouble. But there is a Republican transsexuals anarchist Satanist running for sheriff in New Hampshire on the Republican ticket. So Republicans are morons too.
How's that going to fit on a bumper sticker?
That's a really long bumper stickers just fuck the police.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So in celebration of CB's birthday, we have a special closing song for him tonight. So,
oh, cool.
And Zone Out Radio is where we are on the internet. Get it in the App Store, Google Play, and iTunes. Zone Out Radio. And when are we going to start running our podcast on a regular basis, sir?
You mean, oh, I forgot about that.
We're going to start we're going to start broadcasting our podcast during the rest of the week, too.
Someday.
I totally forgot about that. When we're on, you get 24/7 music for free. No commercials, no nothing, because DJ Slim is a freaking genius.
There you go. Thanks. Appreciate it. I try.
Hi, LJ. Hi, Wesley. Wesley got a haircut.
He looks cool. Everybody needs a haircut.
My kids are allowed to listen. They're old.
My kids can't listen. Not at all.
Kids can't listen. And happy birthday, Gracie.
I'll tell her you said that in the morning.
Okay.
Good night.
She's not listening?
No.
Oh, the song's for you, CB.
Girl has taste.
His hair is gone.
Sending me a Valentine. Birthday greetings, bottle of wine. If I'd been out till quarter to three, would you lock
the door? In the afternoon, maybe.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
I am.
We still love you.
The only saving grace.
And if you say the word, I could stay with you. I could be handy mending a fuse when your lights have gone.
That I can do.
You can knit a sweater by the fire. Garden, digging the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrim, we shall scrim and save. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me?